Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. On the program with me this week is Kelsey Schroeder. She is a student at Iowa State University. And Kelsey, first of all, I guess, welcome to the Zimcast.
Thanks.
We're looking forward to I'm looking forward to working together with you this week at the Farm Progress Show. And before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you and have you, first of all, just tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you're doing there at Iowa State.
I grew up in Princeton, Iowa, a real small town north of Davenport along the Mississippi River. I've grown up on a small farm, always showing cattle since I was little. I show pulled Herefords. So I've always had an interest in agriculture. I'm attending Iowa State University as a sophomore, and my major is Ag Communications with a double major in Communication Studies. So by going to the Farm Progress Show and working with Monsanto, I hope to get some experience in writing and communicating, doing the interviews, and furthering my education through the internship.
Well, that's great. And you said double major there. It sounds like communications is a real strong interest. I'd be curious, you've got ag communications and communications. What's the difference in those?
With the ag communications, I have to have an area of emphasis in agriculture, and my area of emphasis is animal science. I want to keep a part of agriculture with me, but then with the communication studies major, I take more speech classes. So I feel like I'm getting the best of both worlds with a double major, and a lot of the classes overlap, so it was easy for me to determine a double major.
Oh, okay. Well, this week we're going to be at Farm Progress Show, you know, and looking forward to doing that. What do you think about the idea of a blog as a format for distributing information to an agricultural audience?
I think it's a great idea to do a blog because you and I will actually be there the whole time recording and typing and writing on what's going on during the day. So it really keeps other people that aren't able to be at the Farm Progress Show updated on what's going on. And so it's kind of like they're there as themselves because we can give the insight that they're not able to see. And so I really think that it's a good idea and that it gives an opportunity for other people unable to be there to see what's going on.
Since you've decided to do this and we've communicated and gotten the ball rolling here, how do you feel about this experience coming up? And besides yourself, have you talked to others, some of your friends especially, or family that know about it, and what do they think?
Everybody that I've talked to thinks it's a very good idea to go. My family is employed by ADM Growmark, so just talking with them and they'll have a tent and be there too, I think it'll be a good learning experience to see other people there from other companies and see what new technology is coming out.
Well, at the Farm Progress Show this year, we've got, looks like, a lot of activity planned, and we've got the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture that's going to be there. Have you been to this type of event before, or maybe, I don't know if you've been to Farm Progress, but what do you think about going to a show, especially of this magnitude?
I'm very excited to go to the Farm Progress Show. I've not been there before, so it'll be a complete learning experience for me. So I'm real excited, and I'm coming in with an open attitude. So I hope to gain a good experience from it.
Everything that you post will basically be like a permanent record that's on AgWired from this point forward. And we've done this with a couple students earlier in the year at the Commodity Classic. So I'm really excited to once again be working with Monsanto and their Future Ag Journalist Fellowship Program, which is what's making this all possible, Kelsey. So mm-hmm. I really look forward to getting to meet you. And for our listeners to the Zimcast, please keep tuned to AgWired because it's not going to be just yours truly, Chuck Zimmerman, this week. We'll have our guest student blogger from Iowa State, Kelsey Schroeder. And Kelsey, look forward to seeing you. Have a safe drive. And that's the Zimcast for this week. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.